We're going to start the sugya of Karpeif, which begins with the Mishnah and Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph. What emerges from the Mishnah here in the subsequent sugya is that if you have an area that is more than a base sasayim, base sasayim is 70 and 2/3 amos by 70 and 2/3 amos, or 50 by 100 amos, or 5,000 square amos. If you have an area that's more than a shir of base sasayim, which is not hukaf l'dira, meaning, even though it's surrounded by mechitzas, and if it's surrounded by mechitzas, there should be a heter tiltel, you should be able to carry in that area. Even if it's surrounded by mechitzas, but it wasn't surrounded by mechitzas l'shem dira, it wasn't designated as a residential area, even though it's mukaf mechitzas, there's still an iser tiltel. Now, it's interesting that Chazal refer to, and this is how it's reflected in Shulchan Aruch and Poskim, refer to this area as a karpeif. That's the term we use halachically for a non-residential area that's more than a shir beis hasayim, even though karpeif is only one of a number of areas that could have this designation. The Mishnah says over here, the Odom Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Hagina, a garden, a karpeif. Karpeif is an area where you store wood. Shehein shivim amav v'shirayim, shivim amav v'shirayim. Hamukafes, hamukafos gather, gavosara, tvachim, v'tacha, v'socha, v'chule. So, a karpif is lav dafka. The karpif is one example of an area that is a mukaf l'dira, but somehow that became the term of use to describe this area. Rabbi Bloy, in his Nesiv of Shabbos, just points out, perik yudeis arabeis, he's a little curious that no one seems to have picked up on this. Why is it that we zero in on the term karpeif as more of a colloquialism for an area that's not mukaf l'dira, even though you could have just as well called it a gina? Okay, that's parenthetical. He doesn't know why, but l'maisa, for whatever reason, we refer to this area as a karpeif. So the Gemara in Kaf Gimel Amud Beis learns at this shir of Beis Hasayim of 50 by 100 amos from the Chasar HaMishkan. Chasar HaMishkan was 100 amos by 50 amos, and that's the model for the shear of an area that's not mukaf l'dira. Now, I would have said the fact that we learn out from Chazar Mishkan would imply they're talking about a din d'oraisa, learning out from Chazar Mishkan. Most Rishonim, however, assume, as we'll see in a moment, that this is really a din d'rabbanan, meaning min haTorah, if you have an area that's a beis hasayim, even though it's not mukaf l'dira, if it's surrounded by mechitzas, min haTorah, that's a rishus hayachid gemura. You can carry in that area without question. And there's a chumra d'rabbanan, we'll see why in a minute, that you're not allowed to carry that area even though it's mukaf mechitzas. And then the psukim about the Chasar Mishkan are simply an asmachta. It's not a din d'oraisa, the psukim are an asmachta, but bottom line, it's a din d'rabbanan. Tosis writes that, for example, Tosis here, Kaf Gimel Amud Beis, Dibur Machlo Pashtei Dekra. Tosis writes, Kaf Gimel Amud Beis, Mashma D'tol Chamishim V'Saveiv Chamishim Havi Asmachta Ba'alma. It's only an asmachta. It's a din d'rabbanan. The psukim are an asmachta. So writes the Ritva over here. So writes the Chidushei Haran. Chidushei Haran is the following raya. Chidushei Haran, Dibur Maskel Pashtei Dekra. Kaf Gimel Amud Beis, Dibur Maskel Pashtei Dekra. Chidushei Haran proved this from the Gemara on Samach Zayin Amud Beis. What does the Gemara say on Samach Zayin Amud Beis? If you have a karpe, if you have an area that is Yosef Beis Hasayim Shel Hukaf L'dira, and then you throw something into that area from a Rishus HaRabim, you throw from a Rishus HaRabim into a Karpeif, then you're Chayiv. So that seems pretty clear that on a Daraisa level, that Karpeif is a Rishus HaYachid. If you throw from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYachid, you're Chayiv. If you throw from a Rishus HaRabim to a Karpeif, you're Chayiv. If that was only a Din Darabana, meaning you see from there that min haTorah, a karpeif is a rishus hayachid. It's only a chumah derabbanan that you're not allowed to carry in it. If min haTorah, it had the status of a karpeif for the nisur tiltel, then there'd be no chiyah daraisa for throwing from rishus harabim into a karpeif. And that's what we assume lahalach and shulchan aruch, that this is a din derabbanan. Take a look if you have your Mishnah Berurah in front of you or shulchan aruch. Simin shin mem vav se'if gimel. Dagmar Samach Vav Amud Beis. Sorry, Samach Zayin Amud Beis. On the top, Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Take a look in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Mem Vav, Seif Gimel. Shachmer Erev.
This is
Dvorzhansky.
Yes.
Do you mind?
Yeah.
You have a Shavu?
No?
Just look at your Shachmer Erev.
Yes, A volume of the Shavu.
Here, or take mine. Here. Shema Vosit Gimel. Karpeth. Perish. Malkam Shemukaf Mechitzos. Below Kiroi Kamochatzer, an area that's surrounded by mechitzos without a roof. We'll have to come back to that in a little while. What's the status of a karpeth that has a roof? Yosri Beis Hasayim, Shalahuka Fadira. So that's the definition of a karpeth. It's more than a Beis Hasayim. It's not Huka Fadira. Asru Chachamim, Lataltel Bo, Elataltel Amos. Dindra Banan. You can't be Metaltel in that karpeth. Okay, so only a din de rabbana. Take a look also, shinun chesif aleph. Shinun chesif aleph. Kol shel huka fudira, kigan ganos, pardesin, burganim, she'enem asiyim el lishma b'sochan. So anything that isn't huka fudira, like a garden or an orchard or a shed, which is only made for watchmen, but not ledira, asu chachamim letalte b'socha, yosem idal ramos. Okay, a din derabbanan. So clearly we assume la halacha that the restriction on tilta lin karpiv is only a din derabbanan. That's what we saw in Tosos. That's what most Rishonim assume. However, there is a mashmos in the Be'iri. Sefer Mereshes Moshe points this out. Mereshes Moshe in Simen Lamed Vav, the Be'iri in our sig over here on Kaf Gimel Amud Beis, has a line, Lo kivna Torah lahatir lebayim el al derech ribuazet. So he refers to lo kivna Torah in the context of the dimensions of a karpif. So take it literally, that sounds like we're talking about a din deraisa, that the restrictions on carrying within a karpif that's not mukav ledira is a din deraisa. The Miri then says, inami shema chachamim darshu. So the Inami, the Shema, the second Shad Namiri, that is the Din Darabanan. But the first line of Namiri sounds like it's a Din Daraisa, not simply an Asmachta. And the Mereshes Moshe also points out there's a Mashmos that way in Rashi. Rashi Tzai the Aleph on Midbeis. Rashi Tzai the Aleph on Midbeis, Dibra Mastel, the Har Karpifos. Rashi writes, Tzai the Aleph on Midbeis, Dibra Mastel, the Har Karpifos. Veleka mandapalig de mechaser mishkan gabri. Everyone agrees that we learn out the dimensions of karpe from chaser mishkan. So it's not muchach, but there may be little mashmos mechaser mishkan gabri that it's a drasha gemura a din daraisa. Problem is, if you really hold this way that it's a din daraisa, what are you going to do with that gemara in Samach Zayin? Right, the gemara is beferish black and white that if you throw from a rishis rabim into karpe you're chayif. So if you hold that karpif is a din deraisa, so what do you do with that gemara? I don't know. Bottom line, the Rov Yishonim, the way we assume lalacha, is that the restrictions on tiltu v'karpif are only a din derabbanan. Okay. Now Rav Schechter points out, this is printed in Eretz HaTzvi, Simen Zayin, footnote 4, Simen Zayin, footnote 4, in Eretz HaTzvi. He presents the following Hakir, if you will, which may be machlokas achronim. Again, work with the assumption as we do that we're talking about a din derabbanan. Min haTorah, you're allowed to carry within a karpeif that's surrounded by mechitzos without restriction. Min derabbanan, there's an isur tiltal. So, what is the nature of that isur tiltal derabbanan? Meaning, is it that min derabbanan we treat the karpeif as still being rishis ayachid? Min haTorah is definitely rishis ayachid. And Midr Abanan is still a Rishis Ayachid, but it's a Rishis Ayachid with an Isr Tiltol. Or Midr Abanan, we treat it as a Karmelis. So does it retain the status of Rishis Ayachid, just it's a Rishis Ayachid with an Isr Tiltol? Or is it a Karmelis? What's an Afkamina? So first Afkamina is, can you carry from a Rishis Ayachid into a Karpef? It's clear that the Rabbanim say you're not allowed to carry Dalet Amos within a karpif. But can you carry Pachos mi Dalet Amos from Rishis Yachid into a karpif? You have a karpif in your backyard, it's a karpif. There's a karpev adjoining the house. So can you carry less than dalet amos from the house into the karpev? So if a karpev is a rishus sayachid within a isur tiltel, so there's an isur tiltel dalet amos within the rishus sayachid, but you can still carry from one rishus sayachid into that rishus sayachid. If we view the karpev as being a karmelis, so you're not allowed to carry from rishus sayachid into a karmelis, and then you wouldn't be able to carry from rishus sayachid into the karpev. So he quotes that this is the question was raised by the Yeshuas Yaakov. Yeshuas Yaakov, in his commentary on Arachayim, Simit Shin Mem Vav Sifkatan Beis, Shin Mem Vav Sifkatan Beis, he writes that when he was at the spas in the town of Lobin, if I pronounce that correctly, there was a big garden that was surrounded by mechitzos, and there were houses that opened into this garden. So the garden, the assumption is a karpev. You're definitely not allowed to carry dalet amos within this garden, even though it's mukav mechitzos because it's not for residential purposes. And there are houses that opened up into the garden. So are you allowed to carry from the house into the garden pachos mi dalet amos? So that's essentially this question. If we assume that a karpiv is a rishus hayachid with an isur tiltel, you're allowed to carry from the house into the karpiv. If it's a karmelis, then you're not allowed to carry from the house into the karpiv. So he thought, the Yeshuas Yaakov thought that it was usher, and then he quotes, he found the Mabit. The Mabit thought that it was mutter. Then Rosh Hashanah says another nafkamina. Can you carry from a karpiv to another karmelis? You have a karpiv that's adjoining a traditional karmelis. Right, so let's say we assume that any street that's not a rishus haram is going to be a karmelis. So you have a karpiv that's mukav mechitzos that opens into a street, not a rishus haram. So can you carry from that karpiv into the street? Again, if a karpiv is rishus hayachid just within isur tiltel, so you can't carry from rishus hayachid into a karmelis. If it becomes generic karmelis, then you are allowed to carry from one karmelis into another karmelis. And that we do have in Shulchan Aruch. That's, you can get this back. Maybe hold on to it, I need it again. Shin Mem Vav Sif Gimel. Shin Mem Vav Sif Gimel. Picking up where we left off. Mutter lahotzi mimenu lekarmelis acher. Kigon biko verisafan. So you're allowed to carry from one karpev into another karmelis. You can carry from a karpiv into karmelis. So, if the presentation is correct, then you see from here la halacha that we treat a karpiv as a karmelis. So that would be matir, carrying from a karpiv into another karmelis. But according to that lamdas, I would tell you, you cannot carry from a rishus hayachid into the karmelis.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's any more than just an isur teltel.
I'm sorry?
Doesn't need to be either.
What do you mean?
Why can't it just be an isur
teltel?
Isur
teltel
doesn't prohibit either.
There's an isur teltel, but what is it? It has to be something. Either it's a sayachid or a karmelis.
Why?
Because you have to define the rishus.
Yeah.
Meaning it has to be
but
something. Minotaur was a rishus
sayachid. That's whatever it is.
Well, what is it? And what is it now?
So do we treat it?
Good. Well, that means it's a rishus hayachid with an isur tiltel. It is a rishus. But the Rabbanu came along and said that there's an isur tiltel. Okay, but how do we define it? Everything's something. Either. Every area in the world is either rishus hayachid, rishus harab, and karmelis, or malkum tor.
Right?
There are rishus hayachid. That is no question.
Unless the
Rabbanu
made it into a karmelis, then it's a rishus hayachid.
Correct. Okay, right. So you can phrase it a little bit differently. Was it Takana Derabbanan only to create an isur tiltel or to downgrade the status to a karmelis? We should have mentioned earlier, just for perspective, why is there such a din Derabbanan? Why is it that Derabbanan saw necessary to be gozer an isur tiltel on a karpiv? So take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. That you don't have. try to bring Mishnah Berurah next time. Simen Shin Mem Hei. Simen Shin Mem Hei. Sorry, Shin Mem Vav Sifkaten Hei. Mishnah Berurah writes, Isura Drabbanan Ika Afbezeh De Gazrina Dilma Asi La Akule Ula Fuke Lehedya Vishisayach Vishisarabin. Actually, there's a clear formulation of Sifkat in Yizayin. So when you have one, you can take a look. Sifkat in Yizayin, he writes, after min ha-Torah, hu rishis ha-yachid l'chol davar, even though min ha-Torah, karpev is rishis ha-yachid, kevin sheyesh lo mechitzos, since bottom line, it's surrounded by mechitzos, so it's rishis ha-yachid min ha-Torah. Vazorik misoch rishis ha-rabim chayiv, and therefore, if you throw from rishis ha-rabim to karmelis or chayiv, hu rishis ha-yachid l'karmelis halo asir l'hotzi, and anyway, you're not allowed to carry from Rosh Hashanah into a Carmelis. Mikol Makom, Kan Hitiru. You're allowed to carry from one Carmelis into a Karpes. Shem Neser Zeh, Yisperu Shehu Rosh Hashanah Gomor. Because if we asked for carrying from one Carmelis to another Carmelis, people would think that a Carmelis is Rosh Hashanah, that a Karpes is Rosh Hashanah. Vein Shem Carmelis Alav, Viavo Letalta Bukulo Kishar Rosh Hashanah. Umitosa Yavo Shar Anashim Latalto Gamishis Arabim. Kidomas Exasishis Arabim. Came as you Gadol, the Lahuka Fladira. The Alke Nosnila Chachamim Din Shar Carmelis Lin Yenzeh, Shemutel Osi Menel Carmelis Akhir Kugam Dik of a Chayosi Business. So the backstory here, this is, I think it's quoted from the Lavush.
The
back, I'm sorry?
Taz says the same thing.
Yeah, and this, and the Lavush has this before. The backstory here, I assume that everyone have a Mishnah Berurah, which is why I'm reading from here, which is about from the Taz. Okay. But the backstory is that a Karpeth has certain similarities to a Shisarabim or to a Carmelis. So if you have an area that's so large, larger than Beis Hasayim, because it's a large area that's not used for residential purposes, it has certain similarities to a Shisarabim, and we're concerned that people may confuse it with a Shisarabim. So Chachamim saw fit to be gozer and iser tiltol in a carmelis, in a karpev rather, to make sure that people would not confuse it with a rishus harabim. And then where does the shear fit in? Chaser Mishkan, why is Chaser Mishkan irrelevant? So the Aruch HaShulchan points out in Sifkat and Gimel that the Chaser HaMishkan was an area that's lo hukah fladira. It wasn't residential, clearly. So you see that no one was living in the Chaser Mishkan. So you see that there is a heter tiltol in the Chaser Mishkan. So clearly, up to 50 by 100 amos, up to Shir Beis Hasayim, you have no right to be gozer. Up to Beis Hasayim, you have precedent that clearly there's a heter tiltol until that shir. So Chazal did not see fit, if we're working with the assumption that it's a Din Derabanan, to be gozer in an area less than what is clearly mutter beferish b'Torah. So you have that model of Chazal Mishkan where clearly there's a heter tiltol up to that shear, so Chazal only saw fit to be gozer above that shear. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan presents it. Okay, that seems to be the working assumption that the reason for an Isser Tiltol Midar Banan and a Carmelis is because one might get confused between a Karpef and a Rishus Harabim. Okay. That question that we just saw in Shulchan Aruch, we passed in Shin Mem Vav Sif Gimel that there is a heter tiltol from a karpif to another karmelis. Rabbi Konigsberg pointed out, Rabbi Konigsberg has nice notes in Masechet Erevin, so he pointed out that this seems to be a machlokas rishonim. that the Gemara has on Samach Zayin of the Beis, the Gemara towards the top of Samach Zayin of the Beis says that you're allowed to carry from a yam into a karpif. You can carry from the sea into a karpif. The yam is a karmelis. You can carry from the yam, which is a karmelis, into a karpif. So it's towards the bottom. And the Gemara says, my time, but why is it that you're allowed to carry from the yam into a karpef? Dilma Armi Rishis HaYachid Gemurahi. If we said you're not allowed to carry from the yam into the karpef, you might have thought that's because the karpef is a Rishis HaYachid. The Asul Tiltule Bekule. And then you may come to carry within the karpef. So we're matter carrying from the yam into the karmelis into a karpef, so you shouldn't think that a karpef is really a rishus hayach. The Tosas writes over here, Dibur Maskalumai. Mikan hiter v'inatam. Begina achas yiserim bibeis asayim. So based on this Gemara, the Gemara allows you to carry from the yam into Carmelis. Based on this Gemara, Benatam was matir, where you had a garden that was more than a beis asayim, chilahuk v'ladira, l'talka misocha l'chutz. So you allow carrying from that gina, which is a karpef, outside into a Carmelis. Ho v'lohaiser v'shitzaram Gemara, since the outside was only Carmelis, it wasn't a shitzarabim. You go on Sratu Platya, Verasafana wasn't a Sratu Platya. Vihitra Lahatmina Mafteach with Sochagina, Afabisha Omi Bachutz, and he even allowed you to hide your key in the Gina and then carry the key from the Gina outside of the Karpef within four Amos. Fine. So Tosa says the fact that the Gemara here is matir carrying from the yam into a karpef, yam is not dafka, it's any karmelis. You can carry back and forth from a karpef into any karmelis. That's the psaka we just saw in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Mem Vav, Se'if Gimel. Now, then Tosa says, Araya, the Odeh Shadakdek, Lihad Tanya Beperek Shabbos, Arba Rishuyos Shabbos. Right? We know there are four Rishuyos, that's what we were saying before. It's something has to fit into one of the four categories. Shisaram, Shisayach, and Karmelis, Makam Tor. The Imaya Asil, Talchel, Mishar, Karmelis, the Karpev, Yosim, Beis, Asayim, Mishkat, the Chamisha. If there's an Isur Tiltol from, let's say, a Gina into a Karmelis, so then that Gina, that Karpev, is really a fifth Rishus. Because the point of the Dal Rishuyos is to understand what you can't carry from one rishus to another rishus. So if there are different restrictions on carrying to and from a karpef, then a karpef really should have been a fifth rishus. So that's what you pass in Shulchan Aruch, that you can carry from a karpef into any karmelis and vice versa. But what Rabbi Kornzer pointed out is that the Rambam is mashma not that way. The Rambam Perek Tzayin Halacha Beis Shabbos Tesayin Alacha Beis. Sela Shabiyam Haya Gavoa Pachas Miyasar Mitata Mitochal Yam in a Yam Lasach Vashakal Karmelis. Haya Yasar Mibes Asayim Av Mishirish Yasayachim. Hold the arsul latal tilbo el bedalad amos ke karmelis hariz the mudul latal to be tocho liyam and yam latocho shezed davrish eino matzihu below gazurbo. So Rambam quotes this gemara in Samach Zayin. You're allowed to carry from a yam into a karmelis, why? Into a karpef. Why? Because that's eino matzoi. Having a yam in your backyard, so to speak, is not matzoi. And lo gazurbo. In the Rambam, it sounds like this is dafka yam. If you have a kind of a karpev, a kind of a karmelis rather, that is matzoi, so then it would be usher l'taltil from the karpev into the karmelis. It's only yam, which is that matzoi, where we have a heter. So again, that's not a repasim Shulchan Aruch, but it is the mashmos of the Rambam that the heter of the Gemara to be metalto from a carpet liyam is limited to yam. Now let's just say a word about a carpet that's Nakura. There's a Rashi in Pavbezim and Aleph. Rashi Pavbezim and Aleph, V'chol dira shehim mechusa begad v'yasuya l'shmiras avir shechutzala. The Mishabura points out, we'll see in the slide in a second, the Mashmos of that Rashi is that even if a carpet has a roof, it still has the status of a carpet. Mishabura points this out in the beginning of Shin Samach Beis, the first Beir Alof in Shin Samach Beis. The Mechaber writes here in the beginning of Shin Samach Beis, "Kol mechitza shelo naseis lader v'socha el tznias." Any mechitza that isn't made for residential purposes, it's only made for tznias. Oh, lishmor mashiyinu v'socha, or to protect objects. Oh, leisheba, that's considered a mechitza for heter tilto, but not a mechitza to remove a carpet problem. Says the Mishabura, Lefizet, L'chora binyan she'osin l'hachnis sham tvua, if you have a storage facility for wheat, O shari skoros, or other merchandise, imhu yesin beis asayim, if it's more than beis asayim, dinu kakarbif, haven she'ein asi rach lishmor. So even though it has walls, but it's not made for residential purposes, it's only made to protect merchandise, below ladr bo, that's like a square in the back of the house. There's still a problem with the carpet. But otherwise, if it is made for residential purposes, you're fine. Achish lodim v'zeh du'ulai kein shumukura hu'adiv me'rafa. Maybe if it has a roof, then it can't be a carpet. After all, if the reason that we ask a carpet is because you make come to get confused with the Rishis HaRabim, and we know that Rishis HaRabim, Makura, isn't a Rishis HaRabim, so if you have a carpet that's Makura, it shouldn't be a carpet. Amnam, the Rashi daf kaf beis dibur masal kol dira isa behedyah de be'eno asi ledira filu mekura lo mahani. That's the Rashi we just read. Achin ikri diyukah the Rashi mehad de amru kol dira shet shvisha la'avir hama'ayin v'ramba mishra et azayin shekasav kigom ganas pardesim ha'makif makom mashud eno mefarish kipesh Rashi v'lidide shavi yishlamer de mekura eno lav shem karpet v'chol gafi. Since the Rambam is not mashal that way, because the Rama at the beginning of Parak Zayin says, "Mavish aluka v'dira elishe yet tashmisha la'avir." Tashmisha la'avir sounds like it's not makura, but if it's makura, it would be a carpet.
Where is this?
Tezayin Aleph in the Rambam. Beir Lacha Shin Samach Beis First Ibra Maskel.
Shin Samach.
The Mishabura is Shin Samach Beis, the first Beir Halach in Shin Samach Beis, Yibur Maskel O. So he presents this as the Machlokes Rashi Rambam. Rashi seems pretty clear that even if it has a roof, it could still be a carpet. The Rambam sounds like that's not the case. Tosus also is like the Rambam. Tosus Sadi Amid Aleph, Yibur Maskel Ella, is beferish keva de makura lo havi karmelis. Even if an area is more than beis asayim, if it has a roof, it's can't be a karmelis. And the Prima Gadim talks about this in the beginning of Shin Hotep. Prima Gadim goes to the Eshel Avram Sefkatan Aleph and the Mishra Zav Sefkatan Aleph in Shin Hotep raises this issue. I'm reading now from the Mishnah of Zahav. Have a Yadeya, the carpet, Yosef, Sasayim, Makura, Mutter, without the boat. This is a Rab and Gufa, Makura, Gufa, Karmelis. And that's part of the whole basis. The reason we're mapping for a carpet is because you may get confused with Rishis Rabim, but Rishis Rabim, Makura is not Rishis Rabim anyway. However, he points out in the Eshel Avram, what's one of the classic examples the Gemara has for carpet? Borgenin. What's a borgenin? A shed. A shed has a roof. So it sounds like even though it has a roof, it still could be a carpet.
What is that?
That's the Eshel Avram.
No, where does it say Shad as a carpet?
Where does it say Borgenin?
Yeah. That's
in the Mishnah there?
That's the Mishnah Kaf Gimel. That's one of the examples of the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
The Mishnah Kaf Gimel.
Yeah, where do we have Bergman? Is it maybe it's on Shabbos Avov? Is that Zion? I don't see it right now.
The Torah Shulchan Aruch is quoted, right? The Kol Hakadosh Leilu, the European Gemara, the Bergman, so Gimel, Ver Hagoyla. It's in Shimon Ches. It says it right there.
That's what we just quoted.
Yeah, so Bergman. So
the Gemara has it somewhere. I thought it was on Kaf Gimel, but you're right, it's not.
Right here, so the
Gimel. Maybe it's
in Shabbos. Kaf Beis Amid Aleph, the Gro says. Kaf Beis Amid Aleph is up the Gro, that's all it writes.
If I have to take a look for it, it's somewhere. It's definitely the Shulchan Aruch. I think it's the Gemara somewhere, but we'll have to move on a little bit. But either way, the prima gadim is nota. It sounds like that if it's Eina Makura, it's not going to be a karpef. Although, the Mishnah Tazavi seems to be noted one way, the Shabbat seems to be noted another way.
The line right before the Mishnah says,
The line
right before the Mishnah of Obeis. The Chol Dirish is Yashmish La'avik, and then Burgen and Shabbos, based on Sayyid Mutter, Yasser,
Oh, okay. Oh, so there it is. Good. Thank you.
Okay, so karpef.
But the Mishnah Berurah says that Alkol Panim, if the binyan also has some residential purpose, then it's definitely not bichlal karpef. But either way, it's machlokes rishonim, and it's suffering the people guard them, and even the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to be machria definitively, mm-hmm. although. In Svara, if the reason for the Isser Karpif is because he may get confused with Shisser Rabim, you would have been noted to say that it doesn't apply if it's Makura, unless the Takana was just made in a blanket way that encompasses even Makura as a kind of Ki'ilu Lo Plug, even if the reason would be less pronounced if it was Makura.
It's a little mashma to me that just from the way we're quoting with that Mavusha, whatever the Mishnah Berurah quoted, that would be. It sounds like he's saying, if we weren't matir, you'd be carried to a carmelist. People get confused. If the Pamish was given the din of a carmelist, it wouldn't sound like that. So it's much more a little bit that there's some shinuyim, right?
You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that would explain, I mean, but the question is, Elav this, what else would there be? Uh-huh.
You know, that's what Bargan and Hasbro.
I'm sorry?
You know Bargan and Hasbro.
That's what
the Gemara. That's where that Rashi that we just quoted. That's the context of that Rashi. But the Pasha, a shed should have a roof, right?
I don't know what the word means.
Burgen is a shed,
like
a. A watchman's residence, the shed that the shomer sits in.
And they put roofs on it.
It sounds like that in the reading of Gemara.
Yeah. That's the context of the Rashi that we just read, but
the Rashi we read
the Dima is called Dira. That's the Rashi that's Mashma. That even if it's Makura, it sells the Dima carpet. Okay, they didn't have an the Muskal Risha would be that a shed has a roof.
Where was the Rashi?
That's the last Rashi before the Mishnah Kodesh and Alf. Your master Bachal. Okay, let's just move on a little bit. Back to our Mishnah Kaf Gimel. So the Mishnah here is Machlokes Tanayim as follows. The Ode, Amr of Yehuda ben Bava. Hagina bar karpiv shehein shivim amav shirayim al shivim amav shirayim. Habukef is gather, gavava sarit fachim. Okay, so that's our definition of a karpiv so far, 50 by 100 amav, 70 to dirs by 70 to dirs. It has a fence around it. Metalton Besofa, you're allowed to carry inside it. Ubilvad, Shehei Bashomira, as long as it has a watch area, a watch house, a Bastira or a residence, a house, Oshite Smuchal Ir, or if it's next to the city. Rabbi Huda Omer Afilu Eimba Elabur Vashiach and Ma'ara Metalton Besofa. Even if it doesn't have a shomira, it doesn't have a base deer, it doesn't have a, it's not smukal year, you're still allowed to carry. As long as it's a shear of base sasai. Or just less than base sasai. Okay, so according to Rabbi Huzim and Beseira, in order to be matir tiltol, you need a shomira, a beistira, or it has to be samach liyar. So what case is Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir talking about? According to Tosfos here, Dibur Maskul Bilvad, we're not going to read it, it's a long Tosfos, but the bottom line according to Tosfos, Dibur Maskul Bilvad, is that within Shitas of Yehuda ben Bava, if you have an area less than Beis Asayim, even if it's less than Beis Asayim, in order to be Matir Tiltol, you still need a Beis Dira or a Shomira. You need at least a watch house even if it's less than Beis HaSayim. And if it's more than Beis HaSayim, then the Shomer Yiroah would help you. If it's more than Beis HaSayim, it has to be Hukaf L'Dira. Or it has to be at least Pasach L'Bezov Hukaf. It has to have the house opening up into it before you're Makif it. You have to be Makif L'Dira, or in the reverse, then you'd have to knock down the wall and put up a new wall L'Shem Dira. Okay, so according to Tosfos, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, if it's even if it's less than a Shia Beis HaSayim, you still need a Beis Dira. And if it's more than Beis HaSayim, then a Beis Dira won't help you. And then, according to Rabbi Akiva, if it's less than Beis HaSayim, you don't need anything. Less than Beis HaSayim, you don't need a Shom Dira. And we pass like Rabbi Akiva. So according to Tosos, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, it's less than Beis HaSayim, you need a Tikkun of a Beis Dira, a Shom Dira. According to Rabbi Akiva, we pass him like, if it's less than Beis HaSayim, you don't need any Tikkun. So if less than Beis HaSayim, there's no restriction, you don't need a Beis Dira, a Shom Dira. You could be Metaltel without restriction. And if it's more than Beis HaSayim, so then a Beis Dira alone won't help unless it's Hukaf L'Dira. Meaning, if you have, if at the time that you put the mechitzas around the carpet, there was no house there, even if you put a house there subsequently, it won't help you unless you're Makif L'Shem Dira. So the Gemara discusses how then you'd have to knock down the wall, put up a new wall, at least knock down a part of the wall so that it's halakhically considered putting up a new wall.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's Tosfos. The Hagos Ashri on the Rush, Simon Beis, quotes from an Or Zeruah. Or Zeruah Simon Kuflamit. Again, the Hagos Ashri on the Rush, Simon Beis, quotes from an Or Zeruah. No, that La Halacha. Again, according to Tosfos, La Halacha more than a Beis HaSayim, even if it's Samachli or doesn't help, it's not Hukaf L'Dira. The Or Zeruah says, Hol the krova, that if it's samach l'ir, even if it's more than Beis HaSayim, if it's right next to the city, hol the krova l'beiso, daito ala l'shtamish v'tadir, since it's adjacent to your house, your intention is to use that area, ukuhukav l'dira dami, and that's considered hukav l'dira. So even if it's not really hukav l'dira, but samach l'ir, even more than Beis HaSayim, is going to work l'halacha. Meaning, the way the Beis Yosef explains, that according to Rabbi Akiva, a Shomira will help for more than Beis HaSayim.
That's the same for everything else that everyone else has?
Shomira, Beis Dira, and Samach L'Ir. Right.
What about everything else?
But those are the three things. So according to Rezeruah, even Rabbi Akiva will agree that Yosef Beis HaSayim that helps. So that's two deus in the Ramah.
Well, why is Rabbi saying even Rabbi Akiva?
Meaning Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava nishma Rabbi Akiva. That according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, you need Hekef Dira Beis HaSayim. Rabbi Akiva is more makel than Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. But, so he thinks it's one step, it's nachas darga. So according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Shomira only works less than Beis HaSayim. But according to Rabbi Akiva, if it's more than Beis HaSayim, for Rabbi Akiva it will work.
Yes, so I guess instead of even, it would be meaning nishma to Rabbi Akiva.
Tosfos
less than and you need a Beis Mira.
According to Tosfos, according to Rabbi Akiva, if it's more than Beis HaSayim, Shomira won't help.
And less than it, you need it?
And less than you don't even need it, according to Rabbi Akiva.
Then where do you need it?
According to Rabbi Akiva, you don't. It's only Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, you need it less, and more than it won't help. And according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Tosos, less than a basis of time, you don't need it. And more than a Beis HaSayim, it doesn't help, either.
What's the point to him?
according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Tosfos. In the Machlokas Tosfos there was the Ruah is within Rabbi Akiva, does Shel Birah help if it's more than Beis Hasayim? And that's well, that's the Machlokas Tosfos in the Urdu Ruah, and that's 2 days in the Ramah here. Just take a look. If it's more than Beis Hasayim, does Shel Birah Beis Birah help where it wasn't Hukaf L'Dira? So take a look in the Ramah in Sif Aleph. Shinim Fasif Aleph. Here, you can take my Shulchan Aruch if you want.
You see, bring
the Yesh Omrim. Oh, the Kol Karbiv Shehu Samach Ladeso, Nikki Huka Fadira, Kidai Te Lavei. That's the Ozarua, that's the Gazashri. That if it's next to your house, even if it's more than Beis Hasayim, that's called Huka Fadira because Dai Te Lavei, it's considered Huka Fadira because you're right next to it and you intend to use it. The Yesh Chokim is that. That's Tosfos. Mm-hmm. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Yafas. Well, the day of Zu, the Machnirim, Afilu Bismucha Mamish Adeso, Koshala Pasal of the Sofuka, Flo Mahani. Even if it's Mamish your own backyard, it doesn't help. Vizkima Akronim, Lalacha Kidei Zu. He says Akronim, or Machmir to be, or noted to be Machmir. Look at the Sharitzin here, Yafas. Chenot Adas Agra, Shachan Acharav, Beis Meir, Rashba, Ritva, ובאמס עבר דברי גוס אשרי תמועד שהוסי כמי דברי אורזרוה ובאורזרוה אין של משמעות הזה the author wasn't saying it ללכה אלא שהתם דברי בידו מבוא בפרש רשי ובזה לבוק הכל כמו שאין המוך אחת רשי פיר להספר זו לפסק הלכה עד רבה אורזרוה בעצמו היה תגינה דרחבה So he thinks that the Urzaru himself didn't mean it lahalacha. He's only saying within she disagreed with him, Baba. He didn't mean it lahalacha. So Mishabu says, bottom line, lahalacha, even if it's next to your house, it doesn't help. That's still considered a karpet, and if it wasn't Hukal Badira, there's an Isser Tilta. Okay, next time we'll have to talk about the Sugya of Zrayim and Mayim, Mevalim Dira, the Gemara and Daf Chavdalid, which is the backstory of the discussion halacha of karpets in modern cities and how that affects construction area in modern cities. So for that, pay close attention to the Dvar Shmuel that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that the Chacham Tzvi quoted. It's kedai to see the Dvar Shmuel inside. If you access the Mar Makomos from 2 years ago that have the actual actual excerpts, which is on Yayin Torah, you can find it there easily. Because I can see the Dvar Shmuel inside, and then to figure out how the later Rachanim understand the Dvar Shmuel, because that's really the basis of the whole discussion, a contemporary application.